This is Football CFB, the home of unique football content. I never told you. You scared off the vultures. I never told you. You scared off the ghosts living in my head. That lay lonely in the dirt. That lay
So, first question for you, Chris. Obviously, the Masters tournament's coming to Glasgow again. You're getting the chance to link up with Kenny Miller, Barry Ferguson, Alan Hutton, Lee McCulloch, some of your former teammates who you achieved so much success with. How much are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think when you come together with the boys and everything, it's brilliant. It's a great occasion. It's usually just in the pub nowadays, right enough, but being able to get back out there on the pitch, as I said, it's good. I'm sure we'll all be looking forward to it. I was playing five with Kenny the other day, and he's put a little bit of weight on, so I'll not be long in shifting that, the evening of the Masters, because he'll need to do all my running again.
And in terms of your opponents, obviously you've got Celtic, you've got Hearts, you've got Hibs. Are you looking forward to taking on the Scottish teams this time?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year it was the first time in playing in that setup kind of type thing, and it took us a little bit to get used to it, but once we got there, we showed that I think we could compete. And I'm sure. Obviously, Celtic played last year as well. So at least now, you know the format, you know how it works, and I'm looking forward to it. As I said, it's good coming up against boys you've played with and other teams as well. And then obviously, if you've not played with them, you've definitely played against them. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. As I said, it's a great occasion. It's brilliant for the fans as well. They'll come out and get to see maybe their parents' heroes, shall we say.
And in terms of your career, if we rewind back to the start, you obviously started at Kilmarnock, you came through there as a youngster.
Yep.
What was it like breaking into the team in your first spell there? Because you made an impact very early on.
Yeah, I mean, I think right back to the start, that obviously when you're coming through the youth setup and everything and you're training with the first team, it's totally different now to what it was back then. You're in and around the first team at 16, 17, 18 year old. And as I said, for me, I was fortunate enough that there was a lot of good strikers around there at the time. I think of Paul Wright, Alan McCoist, Matt Roberts as well, who I know he didn't really hit the heights that he probably should have in his career, but he was an outstanding player. And for me to play alongside him for so long in the reserves was a great learning curve for me, because he just knew the game. He was such an intelligent footballer, and as I said, for me, it was brilliant that I could learn off him, because at that moment in time, it was exactly what I needed as a young boy. But you were still up against men on a weekly basis, well, a daily basis, because you were training with the first team, but your games were all against men, as I said, and the reserve league then was totally different to what it is now. And that competition for places, the squads were bigger, and you had to force your way in there. But for me, I think it was a great learning curve that I was able to train alongside those guys or that type of player every day. But as I said, be able to play the games was crucial for me, and especially with Matt Roberts.
And in terms of the management team, obviously Jim Jeffries, Billy Brown, what were they like working with you?
Oh, they were amazing. I mean, I was fortunate enough that I had Bobby Williams, who gave him my debut, and then he left to go to Hibs and everything. But I think when Jim and Billy came in, it was different, shall we say. But really, really excited at the same time. They had been successful in Scottish football with Hearts, and the job they had done. It was an exciting time for Kilmarnock, because I think the players that had came in, and we had there was a lot of guys who had won things and been there challenging at the right end of, and we had a good team. I think when you think of Stevie Fulton and Gary Locke and Greg Shields and all these boys who came, and it was a good game. It was a good team, good togetherness, and we. As I said, we probably should have done better than what we did. As I said, for me, it was good that you had experienced pros there that learned you as much as you possibly could, at a young age, and it was exciting. But Jim and Billy, let's just say, as I said, I think the best way I could sum it up was that they stood me in good stead for what was coming later, obviously, when I moved to Rangers and under Walter Smith.
In terms of moving to Rangers, there was interest in you from English clubs, but when a team like Rangers comes in for you, is it just a no-brainer to want to go there right away?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I grew up supporting the football club, and it's obviously a dream come true that you know, your boyhood club wants you to sign, and you know, for me, the opportunity was too good to turn down. I'd obviously been linked, I'd been down to a few clubs down south, but as I said, it didn't materialise, and I was about to sign for Cardiff, and then, you know, as I said, I got that call to the Rangers were interested, and there was only one place I was going after that. So as I said, for me, it was brilliant. As I said, I've been growing up as a Rangers fan, and then finally getting that opportunity to pull on that jersey. But not only that, you know, I think when I look back at your career, there's been loads of people been given that opportunity, but in the end up to actually go and win trophies, it makes it a special place. You know, score the goals I scored and you know, win trophies. As I said, not anybody can win, you know, cup competitions, but I think to win the league over the course and distance of a full season was really important for us as well. And to do that with, as I said, the majority of the boys who are playing the Masters is fantastic, because you do get that camaraderie together and that team spirit. And, you know, once you get your hands on silver, it leads you to more. And as I said, once we got our hands on that, I think it was a League Cup against Dundee United, as a group, we wanted more and we were able to kick on and deliver success for the football club for a number of years after that.
As a striker, how pleasing was it for you not only to win those trophies, you won everything domestically, but scoring the cup finals as well? You scored the winning penalty against Dundee United in the shootout, but you also scored an open play in some of these finals as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'll always, you know, have a laugh and a joke about that one, the Dundee United one. I mean, I don't know what Walter was thinking that day. Started Lee McCulloch ahead of me up front. So, I mean, I'll always wind jig up when I'm with him as well. I had to come on to bail the team out then twice, in fact, because we fell behind an extra time as well. But, as I said, we have a good laugh and a joke about it now. You know, at the time, it's serious and you just want to get the job done. You're always fortunate enough to score in, you know, Scottish Cup, League Cup, and then, you know, in the final day to clinch the title as well. So for me, I've experienced, you know, scoring, you know, loads of goals. But I think when you feel as if you've contributed to, you know, delivering success, whether that has been over the course and distance of a season or on that day scoring, you know, in cup finals, it's important. And as I said, it's something that obviously when you look back on now, when you're finished, you can see the success that the football club has had, the history, and looking at it from, you know, looking back through the games and everything, and you played a part in it.
You mentioned that Jim and Billy prepared you for working under Walter Smith. What was working under Walter like? Because one of the best managers Scotland's ever produced.
Well, he was unbelievable. There's no getting away from it. I mean, arguably, as you say, the best that's been. You know, I think getting the best out of, you know, a team that was okay, you know, in European football, but to get us to, you know, a European final as well, and the success that we had domestically. He built, you know, a team, or the nucleus of the team was British-based, and, you know, understood the football club and got it, and then added, you know, one or two X-factors, shall we say, you know, especially, I think, with people like Pedro Mendes was a fantastic piece of business. Stevie Davis as well, when he came in, people, guys like that, you know, they elevated the football club. But Walter knew exactly what he was doing. He'd been there in the past, he'd done it before. And then obviously, when he decided to call time in Scotland, where, you know, it was the first time that I had been managed with him, you know, you've seen how good he was there, getting the best out of, you know, teams that you didn't expect to go and get results against. I mean, we beat France home and away. You know, the results we had, and I know it was Alec who was in charge for you know, for the French away one. But, you know, in terms of the squad that we had and the squad that Walter had built at Scotland, you knew when they came back to Rangers that he was going to do the exact same thing and to the club's success in that period of time. But as I said, for me, obviously someone who's sadly no longer with us, you know, missed hugely because of the impact he had. And I think as well, you know, you look at, you know, there's a lot of our ex-boys, his ex-players, who have went on to become coaches and managers. And I think it's obviously sad that, you know, you're not able to phone him up and you know, get the help off him that he would have, because there's one thing about him, he was a gentleman at heart, and you know, he would have done anything for the squad, for anybody he worked under. But, you know, just in terms of everything, because, you know, he's family, family man. And as I said, it's just sad that he's no longer with us.
In terms of Ali McCoy's, who obviously worked so closely with Walter, you mentioned that you played with him as you were coming through. Then he obviously coaches you. Did he ever wind you up about that when he was your coach?
No, because to be fair, you never really seen him. He was always he was training. You seen him in training. He was always last and then first away. As I said, he was coming to the end, and you know he was obviously dipping his toe in, you know, in the media side of things as well. And he was up and down you know, to London quite a bit to do, you know, Question of Sport and things like that. So he was already well on his way with that. And you know, it was you seen him at training. But as I said, I was still a young boy and getting changed in the way dressing room, but. You know, I think there's one thing, you know, we did, you know, we would have conversations about it. And I think this is where a lot of youngsters struggle, you know, when you go into that Lions den as such as the first team dressing room, you know, you can get eaten alive, basically. But, you know, I was always somebody who would have a laugh and a joke and respect, you know, the elders and you know, you're given the jobs. And, you know, I was fortunate enough that, you know, I mean, I'd done the boots and cleaned the boots for the first team back then as well. And, don't get me wrong, I'm still waiting on a tip off him, but you know, Geranti looked after you well, but Coist is tight on a dead heat.
And in terms of Kilmarnock, again, you had another two spells with the club, obviously, going back initially under Kenny Shields and Alan Johnson, then you go back to Rangers again, and then you up with Steve Clark in the last spell of your career. What was it about you and Kilmarnock and also Rangers where goals just seemed to flow naturally? You scored plenty of goals even as you were coming to the end of your career.
I think my teammates, you know, I mean, I think any goal scorer will tell you the exact same thing, unless you're an exceptional player and, you know, you can create. I mean, there's obviously goal scorers that have scored loads of goals and create a lot of them myself. But, you know, I think genuinely that out-and-out goal scorers, they need their teammates. You know, they need the chances created for them. Then they can, you know, do their part when the team is as such, shall we say. So, you know, looking at it, I was fortunate enough to play with some excellent players throughout my career. Not only at Rangers, but as you say, at Kilmarnock as well. I mean, I think of, I mean, even that second spell out back, Alexei Eremenko was unbelievable. You know, I mean, I quite often wonder why he never got to a higher level. I mean, there's obviously reasons for it, but I mean, in terms of football ability, what a footballer! You know, and then obviously, you know, when Steve Clark, as I said, I was part of teams that. You know, maybe we struggled defensively, but in attack we were good. And then there was some seasons where, you know, we struggled in attack, but defensively we were good. I mean, I've seen it all at Kilmarnock. But, you know, I think it's safe to say that, you know, obviously if I go right back to the start, we had teams, I mean, I was part of the teams that was qualifying for Europe back then. But I think, you know, until Steve Clark arrived at the football club, and then there was, you know, it was, you just felt as if the club was going somewhere. And it's not a freak. You know, you look at Steve Clark's career and the way he managed players and the way he got the best out of players and gelled a team together throughout his career, and then all of a sudden he came to Kilmarnock and was able to do the same again. You know, I think we had Lee McCulloch did his recruitment. Lee McCulloch's recruitment was very good, very good. But as I said, it just didn't work on the pitch. We never got results. But you know, when Steve Clark came in, you know, he was able to take those. The recruitment side of it from Lee, you know, we had struggled and then implement it on the pitch. You know, I'll speak about Walter as a manager, but in terms of coaching, Steve Clark is up there with the best I've worked with. I think if you go and speak to anybody in the national team right now as well, they'll, you know, they'll concur with that. He's just, you know, exceptional on the grass. You know, and you know, I was close to finishing, and he's. I mean, he was able to talk me over that as well. And I'm glad I did because, you know, as I said, I think it's not until you finish, but not only the goals are scored, but to have a relationship with Steve and be able to pick the phone up to him whenever I want and ask questions if I need be, you know, I think that's vital going forward. So for me, you know, to come across him, albeit it was later on in my career, towards the end of my career, but the success we had and seeing how he was able to gel a team together and get us into Europe and... I said, albeit it was exited very quickly from Kilmarnock. But I'll always say we got them there. We never had the chance to play in Europe, that's for sure.
And in terms of your career post playing, obviously you've went into the punditry side of it. Is that something that you were always interested in?
No, I mean, as I said, for me, I'd done all my coaching badges. I'd finished my pro licence when I was still playing. As I said, I was my heart was set in that. I was coaching young boys in Kilmarnock, loved it. But, you know, I just... The opportunity, I'd obviously done a few bits and bobs in terms of media, but then, as I said, I was probably right place at the right time. I had started doing a few bits and bobs for Sky. You know, a few of the producers liked the way that, you know, I worked. Yeah, there was, you're always looking to improve. And I mean, I'm not naive enough to think that that's not the case even still. But you know, when Neil McCann decided to take up the reins at Dundee, there was a place vacant at Sky, and as I said, I was fortunate enough to get that. You know, I'm grateful for the opportunity, as I said, because it is a massive organisation, and I feel as if from where I was to where I am now in terms of, you know, being on the second most viewed show in Sky, in terms of Soccer Saturday, and you know, obviously the football, the Premier League takes precedence over everything, but. You know, to be part of a show that you grew up watching, you know, you've grown up over the years, and it's an iconic show of Sky. And you know, obviously Jeff's no longer there, but Simon will put his own stamp on it as well. But you know, you look at it, to be part of that for me was a big step. It was a big, you know, I was pretty fortunate. You know, COVID in terms of they used the Glasgow studio, because you know you couldn't have everybody in the studio. And again, it was an opportunity that you know I was able to take. And. And you know, I've been down to you know London the last couple of seasons now doing you know most of, at least twice a month doing the games as well. So I mean I love it. As I said, it keeps you involved in the game. You're at the games watching it. It keeps you working. You're not depending on 20 players, shall we say, to keep you in a job. And also the other side of that is as well that you know I have to keep you in a job, but. And I think for me, I can put my head in the pillow on a Friday night or a Saturday night, whatever, and know that, you know, if there's been a mess, or it's been a muck-up or whatever, it's on me. It's not. I'm not depending, as I said, anybody else. So, look, it keeps you there. You need to, you know, you need to put in the hard work. You need to know what you're talking about in terms of the games and the players. And as I said, I will say, I've, you know, found that a little bit challenging, you know, when I've started doing a lot of the English stuff as well, that, you know, to be a level to be able to put your points across in both leagues, you know, and both leagues are viewed. And I think we all know the way social media is now as well, that everybody's got an opinion on what you say as well. So I think you do need to do your homework that allows you to have that opinion that you can put across and put up an argument if anybody challenges you. But no, as I said, I've enjoyed it and long may continue.
One of the things Sky have done really well, particularly down south, was bringing Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher together. Chris Sutton was arguably the best pundit on a rival station up here in Scotland. You are considered the best pundit in Sky in Scotland. Sky have now brought you both together. How much are you looking forward to that and sparring with Chris Sutton?
No, I mean, I think I mean it's quite easy for everybody to look at it and say, you know, I mean, I've wound up Celtic fans and Chris has wound up the Rangers fans. I think when you actually cut it all back and everything, you know, both of us do our work. We both know what we're, a lot of people might not agree with it, but as I said, you don't get to the stations you're on if you're not any good at it. So look, I think for both of us to be there now, it's a great opportunity for both of us. It's a great, you know, opportunity for Sky as well, because as I said, I know the way I love Scottish football and, you know, there's one thing, I think the majority of Chris's work down south in the last few years, sorry, the majority of Chris's work has been down south in the last few years, but he's always had something to say about Scottish football. He's always, you know, fighting for that and, you know, backing that in terms of the talent and everything we've got here. And I think we both need to do that because sometimes it does get clouded, but, you know, there's one thing that, you know, both of us have got Scottish football, you know, best interest at heart because we have got a great product here. And as I said, both of us are now on the biggest media you know, outlet in Britain, and you know, it gives us an opportunity to wind each other up, shall we say. And I'm sure there'll be a few knockouts during the season, but no, I'm looking forward to it. As I said, I can only speak for myself, but I'm sure Chris will be the same as well in terms of, you know, when you know you've got somebody that's going to challenge you, you know, on things you say, on opinions, that you've got to win your game. You've got to know what you're talking about. As I said, I'm sure Chris will be the exact same as me. I'm looking forward to it. It's a lot easier when your team's winning, shall we say. That's how Mr. Sutton's got a smile at this moment in time, but hopefully come the end of the season, I'm able to smile.
Last question for you, Chris. Again, back to the Masters. You mentioned earlier about playing with your former teammates, which you're excited about. How excited are you to see fans turn up on the day and obviously cheer you on, just like they did all those years ago when you were playing at Ibrox?
I mean, I think it's really important for you know, the whole setup in terms of it gives. You know, that's why I said that, you know, a lot of the kids will be going to games now, and you know, maybe their mums and dads have went and watched us, and you know, there'll be some players on the night that probably even their grands and grandpas went and watched them play. So, you know, for me, I hope I'm in that bracket of mums and dads, shall we say. But No, I mean, I think it's a great, you know, last year was special, and we've seen the turnout, and I think, you know, the boys put on a great show as well. So I'm hoping it's the exact same this year as well. It gives us something that, you know, we all look forward to. You need to try and get yourself into decent condition, shall we say. So I've probably got another 3 or 4 stone to shift to get down to 20. But however, I'll continue, you know, to train ahead of it. But no, as I said, I think it's important that the fans come out. You know, we're really looking forward to it, and it'll be a great occasion. As I said, I think the guys at the Masters put on, you know, I mean, what they do, they're the best at it. You know, other people out there have tried it and failed. But, you know, it was away for a few years, but there's no doubt that done properly, it can be a success. And I'm sure, great to see our old teammates, and obviously our old guys that we came up against in the past. But, you know, it's also great to see the fans put a smile on their face, hopefully score a few goals, annoy a few people on the night, and the job's a good one.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time, Chris.
No problem.
So we'll dive down to the ocean, and we'll make our home in a deep sea cave, and our shells will all be open. They'll be filled with song, they'll be filled with song. We'll dive down to the ocean, and we'll make our home.